2026年5月28日。
May 28, 2026。
一个让整个投资圈疯狂的数字被甩了出来。
A number that sent shockwaves through the entire investment world was revealed.
9,650亿美元。
$950 billion。
折合人民币大约6.5万亿。
Approximately 6.5 trillion yuan.
这是一家公司刚刚拿到的最新估值。
This is the latest valuation of a company that just received it.
更夸张的是什么？
What is the most exaggerated?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
这家公司成立只有短短的5年。
This company has only been established for a short 5 years.
它的创始人不是什么连续创业的硅谷老炮。
His founder is not a Silicon Valley veteran who has been continuously starting businesses.
而是一对80后亲兄妹，哥哥还曾经在中国的百度公司打过工。
They are a pair of siblings in their 80s, and the older brother once worked at Baidu in China.
这位哥哥叫达里奥·阿莫迪。
PYGD Gyarodar Light Al Amomo.
1983年生人，担任公司 CEO， 妹妹叫丹尼拉·阿莫迪。
Born in 1988, the CEO is the sister of Daniela Amod.
1987年生人，担任公司总裁。
Born in 1987, he became the company's president.
2021年。
2021。
两个人从同一家公司辞职出来。
Two people quit from the same company.
带着5个同事白手起家。
Five colleagues started a business from scratch.
5年之后
After that year,
后他们创办的公司估值正式超越了老东家 OpenAI， 登顶全球 AI 第一。 Bloomberg、 CNBC、 TechCrunch 全在头条报道这一件事。
The company they founded has officially surpassed OpenAI in valuation, a story that has been featured in headlines on CNBC, TechCrunch, and Bloomer.
这是人类科技创业史上兄妹搭档达到过的最高点。
This is the highest point that sibling entrepreneurs have achieved in the history of human technology.
这家公司就是 Anthropic。
This company is Anthropic.
他们的父亲叫里卡多。
Their father is named Riccardo.
阿莫迪是一个意大利移民。
Amod is an Italian immigrant.
一个皮革匠人。
A leather worker.
母亲叫埃琳娜。
Mother's name is Alina.
恩格尔，犹太。
Angel is of Jewish descent.
美国人在图书馆做项目管理。
Americans doing projects in the library.
所以他们既不是硅谷世家。
So they are not from the Silicon Valley elite.
也不是斯坦福教授的后代。
Not the descendant of a Stanford professor.
就是两个普通家庭的孩子。
They are just two ordinary children from ordinary families.
达里奥从小只对数学和物理感兴趣。
Dario has only been interested in math and physics since he was a child.
他后来回忆说，
He later recalled that
当时人工智能对他来说完全是科幻小说。
At that time, artificial intelligence was completely a science fiction to him.
压根没想过会干这个。
I never thought I would do this.
他本科读了斯坦福物理系。
He studied physics at Stanford University.
然后一头扎进了神经科学。
Then he plunged into neuroscience.
在加州理工和普林斯顿做博士后。
Postdoctoral research at Caltech and Princeton.
想搞明白人类大脑到底是怎么工作的。
I want to understand how the human brain works.
再后来。
Later.
他被吴恩达招进了百度。
He was recruited by Wilwendar to Baidu.
参与了 Deep Speech 语音识别项目。
Participated in the Deep Speech Speech Recognition Project.
就是在百度。
In Baidu.
他第一次亲眼看到。
He saw it for the first time.
当你不断给模型喂更多的数据和算力。
When you continuously provide the model with more data and computing power,
他的能力会像爬楼梯一样。
His ability is like climbing stairs.
一级一级往上跳。
Jump up one level at a time.
这个观察后来有了一个专业名词，叫规模定律。
This observation later had a professional term called a law of scale.
而这个发现成了他日后一切判断的起点。
This discovery became the starting point for all his subsequent judgments.
妹妹丹尼拉的路径完全不同。
Annie Eller's path was completely different.
她本科读的是英国文学，毕业之后
She graduated from the undergraduate program in English literature.
在金融科技公司 Stripe 干了五年运营。
I have been working in the fintech company Stripe for 5 years.
2018年
2018,
他跟着哥哥进了 OpenAI.
He followed his brother into OpenAI.
从工程经理一路做到安全政策副总裁。达里奥在 OpenAI 参与
From an engineering manager to the VP of safety policy, Dario has been involved in OpenAI.
推动了 GPT-2 和 GPT-3 的研发。
Promoted the development of GPT-Roman 2 and GPT-Roman 3.
也是 RLHF 技术的共同发明人之一。
One of the co-inventors of the RLHF technique.
但越是站在最前沿
The more you stand at the forefront,
他越不安。
He didn't finish his month.
2020年底
End of 2020,
兄妹俩做了一个重大决定，辞职。
The two siblings made a major decision to resign.
他们带着 OpenAI 的五名核心成员。
They brought 5 core members of OpenAI with them.
在2021年初创办了 Anthropic。这个名字的意思是属于人类的。
In early 2021, the name Anthropic was chosen, which means belonging to humans.
此后
Subsequently,
兄妹分工非常清晰。
The siblings have a very clear division of labor.
哥哥管研究和产品，妹妹管运营和商业化。
Brother manages research and development, while sister manages operations and commercialization.
丹尼拉在斯坦福商学院演讲时说过一句话。
Annie said something during his speech at Stanford Business School.
选合伙人，不要急着一起创业。
Don't rush to start a business with your partners.
先一起去旅行。
Let's go on a trip together.
跟对方住一个房间
Share a room with someone
如果旅行回来
If you come back from a trip
你还想跟这个人待在一起
Do you still want to be with this person?
那就对了
That's right
他们是亲兄妹
They are siblings
从小就住一个屋檐下
I grew up in a single family home
这个测试已经一早就通过了。Anthropic 的融资速度有多疯狂呢
？How fast is the funding speed of Anthropic in this test？
公司成立两个月 ，A 轮1.24亿美元。
Company established 2 months, a round of $124 million。
2022年 B 轮5.8亿。
2022 B round $58 million。
然后谷歌来了
And the stock buy came
亚马逊来了
Amazon has arrived
红杉来了
Redwood is coming
2025年初估值615亿
Estimated value of $615 billion in early 2025
今年2月季轮升到3800亿
In February of this year, it reached a valuation of $3.8 billion in the G round.
三个月后的昨天
3 months ago yesterday,
H 轮直接推到了9650亿。
H round directly reached $9.65 billion.
这一轮他们融了650亿美元。
They raised $650 million in this round.
红杉
Redwood
黑石、富达、
BlackRock、
淡马锡、三星、SK 海力士全部到场。
Imaz Samsung Black 10 and all the others were present.
TechCrunch 报道说，
According to the Crunch report,
有一家机构为了跟 Anthropic 的 CFO 见一面，
There is an organization that wants to build a relationship with Anthropic's CFO.
直接先承诺会投50亿美元，
Directly promise to invest $500 million.
与此同时，
At the same time,
Anthropic 的年化营收刚刚突破了470亿美元。
Anthropic's annual revenue has just exceeded $470 million.
Dario 在接受采访时坦言
，Dario admitted in an interview that
他们正在花100亿美元训练下一个模型。
They are spending $100 million to train the next model.
虽然每个模型都在赚钱，
Although each model is making money,
但整体公司仍然在亏损。
However, the company is still losing money overall.
而两年前，训练一个前沿模型的成本还不到1亿美元。
And the cost of training the cutting-edge model 2 years ago was less than $100 million.
所以他们需要继续融资。
Therefore, I need to continue fundraising.
这对兄妹最让我印象深刻的不是他们赚了多少钱。
What impressed me most about these siblings wasn't how much money they made.
而是他们对这件事的态度。达里奥在那篇著名的长文《充满爱意的机器》里写过一句话。
Instead, their attitude towards this matter was that Daria wrote in her famous long article, Full of Love for Machines,
大多数人同时低估了 AI 带来的好处和风险。好处
Most people underestimate both the benefits and risks brought by AI.
被低估的程度和风险被低估的程度一样大。
The degree of undervaluation and the degree of risk are the same.
而亚马逊的创始人贝佐斯也公开说过。
And Amazon founder Bezos also publicly said,
AI 泡沫确实存在。六个人的公司拿到几亿美元融资。
There are indeed 6 companies that have received several million dollars in funding.
这不是理性行为。
This is not rational behavior.
但即便是泡沫。
But even bubbles.
也可能留下真正有价值的东西。
It may also leave something truly valuable behind.
就像90年代的生物技术热潮。
Like the biotech boom of the 1990s,
90% 的钱打了水漂。
90% of the money was wasted.
但活下来的那批公司构成了今天整个生物医药产业。
But the companies that survived formed the entire biopharmaceutical industry today.
今天，人类的这场 AI 大赛还远远没有结束。
The AI competition between humans and machines is still far from over.
但有一对意大利皮革匠人的儿女用5年时间把公司做到了6.5万亿的市值，登顶全球 AI 第一。
But a pair of Italian leather artisans' children made the company reach a market capitalization of 6.5 trillion, becoming the world's first AI in 5 years.
不管未来谁赢谁输
No matter who wins or loses in the future
这个故事本身就已经足够疯狂了
This story itself is already crazy enough
你觉得 Anthropic 能守住 AI 霸主的位置吗
Do you think Anthropic can maintain its position as the AI leader?
来评论区说说你的想法吧
Please share your thoughts in the comments